Hi guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm in a rainy downtown Fort Collins having lunch with one of my good buddies. I'm going to introduce you in a minute here. The reason I'm having a guy come in with me on this video is because one thing I regret is not being able to give you fathers out there more direct advice. I'm not a man of experiences. I don't have kids. I don't have boys at home or girls at home that challenge me every day. So when you're having problems with your kids, I don't have real credible information to give you. That's why I want to introduce to you Mr. Jeff Allen.
Hey guys.
Jeff Allen from the Allen School of Self-Mastery. And Jeff is That's a right. professional licensed special education teacher.
That's right.
Yeah. And Jeff helps men and boys and fathers and their sons who have issues with anger and have issues with outbursts and temper tantrums and all kinds of anxiety-driven problems to get the tools and critical thinking skills in order to have that connection that dads want with their
yeah.
boys so they
That's
can
right.
grow up to be mature, confident men.
That's right.
And I just really respect what he does. And he has a story. He told me this story about... How old's your son?
14.
14 years old.
Yeah.
You don't have to use his name. We'll call him Pete or something like that. Call him Pete.
But I'm sure he's going to love that.
It's 14-year-old Pete, man. This story cracked me up. So I'm going to turn it over to Jeff to tell the story about what happened, how frustrating it was, how Jeff handled it, and then what the outcome was. And I hope you get something out of this. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. So Pete really gives me a run for my money, and he has for about 10 years. And so... I have Pete turn in his technology at nighttime, at bedtime, because otherwise he's going to stay up on it all night long. And this particular night he got really upset, pissed off when I took his tech. And about 5 minutes later, I went down to get on my computer to do a little more work for the evening, and every file and every folder on my desktop of my computer was changed to capital fuck you, all over my whole screen, right?
I love this.
So this is work stuff that I had left open. So I'm furious. And he kind of creeped down the stairs to see, you know, what my reaction was going to be. And I was pissed. And I actually felt that in my body and realized it. So what I said was, come over here and sit down next to me. And I knew that I couldn't say anything else, though, until I calmed down and I breathed. So actually he sat by me for about a full 5 minutes as I fumed into the, looking at the screen of this capital FU all over the screen. And when I finally calmed myself down, I recognized it was time to talk. And what I said was, so it looks like you're upset about something.
Oh yeah.
And he said, yeah, no shit. And I said, all right, so tell me, what are you upset about? And he proceeded to tell me about how he had friends that were depressed and he needed to talk with them through the night, and he felt this call to still be on his phone. At least that was the story that I got, and I believed him. And so we were able to talk through that, and I understood where he was coming from. And what I did was I said, well, thank you for talking calmly about this. We're going to switch spaces, and I'm going to direct you on how to change every one of these files back to what the previous name was. And if you do that well, I'm happy to give you 5 minutes on your phone to tell your friends goodnight and that you'll talk with them tomorrow. And we switched spaces, and he sat there and very maturely and confidently and with my direction changed all the files back. He actually apologized right after that, which I didn't even ask him to. And then he got 5 minutes to be on his phone, and he happily turned his phone back in, went to bed great, and we had an awesome relationship the next morning. So it was this complete 180 of fuck you all over my screen. Now I could have just launched into him. Who are you? This is my work stuff, right? But I felt that I was so upset that I should not talk. And this has taken a lot of practice. But I was in that place where I could just calm down, turn to him and say, looks like you're upset about something. And we went from there.
The reason I love that story yeah. is because what Jeff teaches fathers is that you could either respond to a 15-year-old like a 15-year-old, or you could respond to a 15-year-old like a man. And what he does is model for boys and their dads how to change the dynamic, how to be more mature and confident, how you're dealing with disrespect and turmoil and outburst, and to get a totally different outcome. And it's the same thing that I teach you guys about being calm and being deliberate and being pleased with who you are, so secure that you don't have to react like a 14-year-old boy when you're talking to a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So I hope you got something out of that story. Jeff, I appreciate you
yeah.
so much.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks a lot.
You guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys.